Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, May 8th, 2019. On this day in 1886, pharmacist John Pemberton first sold a carbonated beverage named Coca-Cola as a patent medicine. The New Berlin Association Erste Sana wants to support tenants in Berlin with a campaign against high rents, founded by the entrepreneur Hamid Didada, who was known as the owner of the Avus Grandstand. At a book presentation on Tuesday, he demanded to build more and limit modernization allocations, stating, quote, "A change of law is needed to prevent such speculation. People with low and middle incomes will be pushed into the suburbs." According to its own information, the association has purchased an apartment building in Friedenau through a foundation in order to protect users from rising rents. In the future, there will be more rail travel between Berlin and Hamburg on the Intercity Express, or the ICE, every half hour, as the business magazine Capital claims to have learned from railway circles. According to this, from December of 2020, travelers will be offered twice as many journeys as before. Currently, one ICE travels per hour. This can potentially increase the number of passengers on the route by 20%. The new route offer is intended to be a preview of the forthcoming German timetable, which is to be realized by 2030. Some of the issues at stake are expansion of the rail network, faster transfer possibilities, more punctual departure times, number of rail customers doubled, and shifting more freight from road to rail. In the police statistics on anti-Semitic crimes in Berlin, the assignment to perpetrator groups is unclear and imprecise, as illustrated in the result of a previously unpublished response by the Senate to a question by FDP domestic policy expert Marcel Luther. It was found that many cases are attributed to right-wing extremists without there being any concrete indications. There has been criticism from experts for quite some time that the classification of the vast majority of cases as right-wing extremist perpetrators is inconsistent, and that other perpetrator groups, for example from Islamist and other Muslim circles, are given too little attention. The problem is also related to the low rate of cases being solved. Of the 324 anti-Semitic acts recorded in Berlin in 2018, only 111, or 34%, were solved. According to the latest information from the Senate, the police figures are as follows. In its 2018 crime statistics, police assigned 253 of the 324 cases to the category of right-wing motivation. Other motives were foreign ideology, 49 cases, religious ideology, 12 cases, and left-wing extremism at 7 cases. Only 3 times was a crime not assigned to a group or ideology. The police recognized right-wing extremist motives according to a nationwide definition as occurring with, quote, "references to nationalism, racism, social Darwinism, or national socialism, wholly or partly the cause of the crime." The current inquiry was about the number of anti-Semitic cases without these recognizable right-wing extremist motives. According to the Senate, this was 191, leaving only 133 acts with a clear right-wing extremist motive, although the crime statistics show 253 cases. For the difference of 120 acts, no motives are known, but nevertheless, the category of right is applied. In 2017, the figures were similar for the 306 cases recorded, mostly property damage, incitement to hatred, and insult, and the difference there was 128 cases. In addition, there's a large number of unreported cases of such acts. Many people who are insulted on the street or insulted in emails do not go to the police. According to reporting, in previous years, there had already been a debate about the classification. The so-called Independent Expert Circle Anti-Semitism, which advises the federal government, complained in 2017 in a report that, quote, xenophobic and anti-Semitic crimes are always assigned to the area of the politically motivated crime, or PMK law, if no further specifics are discernible and no suspects have become known, and possibly a picture distorted to the right is created about the perpetrators. Similar criticism came from the American Jewish Committee and the Federal Government Commissioner for Anti-Semitism. Marcel Luta, too, declared, quote, "Only through objective and not ideologically pre-sorted numbers can we name anti-Semitic perpetrators. It was only a bold assertion that the majority of anti-Semitic acts were committed by right-wing extremists. In 60% of all acts, no right-wing extremist background could be found." And lastly, on the basis of the objective figures on identified suspects, one could say that the greater part is committed here out of, quote, foreign ideology, or supporters of anti-Semitic Hamas or Hezbollah in Germany, for example. And then Lutzel added, quote, "Anyone who wants to fight anti-Semitism must act consistently and ban Hamas and Hezbollah throughout the EU." To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.